You were always the sweetest nephew. Good, Jack said. I sure tried. He picked up one of the coolers and started toward the back door, which Barry opened for him. You two better join in on some of the fun. As soon as she closed the door behind him, Barry looked at Ann and laughed. When does he think we're going to find the time to have fun? I have no idea, Ann said, rolling her eyes. Barry went back to her cupcakes, determined to make each one look perfect. These would be for snacking throughout the day, and she'd serve the key lime pies and cheesecakes she'd made for dinner. By 7 that evening, everyone had eaten, and they were all lazing about, listening to the band Jack had hired warm up. When the singer started, Barry couldn't help but compare him to Dawn, who was a better singer than just about anyone she'd ever met. Once again, she would prefer to listen to her sister. Barry was carrying in an armload of dishes when Jack waylaid her on the way to the kitchen. Everything was perfect as promised, Jack said with a smile. He opened the door, but he didn't try to take any of the dishes from Barry. They looked like they were perched too precariously for it to work to help her. People seemed to like the food. Jack laughed. That's an understatement. They've been raving about it all day. Having individual key lime pies and cheesecakes was an act of sheer genius. Barry smiled. Using disposable plates, bowls, and cups was the real act of genius. I have a lot to clean up, but not nearly as much as I would have. She set her armload of dishes beside the sink. I'm so thankful for your commercial-grade dishwasher today. I can sure tell a lot of parties have happened in this house, just based on the kitchen. Barry started to load the dishwasher, glad this job was almost over. Since October had offered to fix the sign well enough it would last until the new one was finished, they could put the money toward the new cabins they needed. Jack sighed. Can I tear you away from your duties for just a few minutes? He asked. Barry frowned at him. Why? Because I want to dance with you. I haven't had the chance to do that yet, and it sounds like the most wonderful thing a man could do. I want to hold you in my arms and gaze into your eyes. You can come back and finish after, but I need this first. Barry sighed. You need to dance with me? Have you lost your mind, Jack? He shook his head. Nope, I've never known my mind the way I have from the instant I saw you looking at that map at the hotel. Barry, please dance with me. She bit her lip. But I thought we decided not to do anything else romantic until after I'd finished working for you. One dance won't hurt a thing. Besides, you'll be finished in an hour or two. He took her hand and tugged her toward the back door. My mother always said that you really don't know whether you love someone until you dance together. Well, we know you don't love me, she said softly. We haven't known one another long enough. Of course, she was in love with him, but the opposite couldn't hold true. He was perfect. And she was just, well, Barry. I'll know the answer to that in just a few minutes. He pulled her to where the picnic tables had been pushed aside and people were dancing under the stars. I love this song. This is what we should be dancing to. She listened for a moment and smiled. It's a favorite of mine, too, she told him. If Tomorrow Never Comes by Garth Brooks. My sister sings it better. She had meant to let the last word slip out, but it was the truth. Dawn sang everything better. Which of your sisters sings? He asked as he pulled her into his arms, dancing as close as she would allow.